Well, the funeral's been done and dusted now for Philip, but what I really enjoyed, how he went non-traditional and he was loaded into that converted Land Rover Defender 130 gun bus built by Foley's.
Apparently he'd been designing his own funeral for years.
For the last two decades, they reckon. That's what they said. I don't know whether
that's
true. That's
a long time to be thinking about. Well, I suppose if you make it to 99, you'd be thinking about it for a while, wouldn't
you? You know, and when you get to that age, it's a celebration. It's not a tragedy. You go, that's a fair innings.
Yep.
And you've got to realise at some stage, it's when people die young, that's when it really hits me, you know, especially people, you know, young girls and guys in car accidents and or if you hear a young kid. That you just, that's a tragedy. So that is so sad. But when you get to a certain age, you go, you know what? Celebrate your life, which he did.
Yeah.
And
I've not thought much about planning my funeral yet.
My mum did.
I'm hoping it's 30, 40 years old.
Me too. I hope. Give me a few more years. Go on, please. Give me a few more years.
Because you only get one go around this roundabout a lot.
Yeah, I know.
You only get one chance.
So enjoy it while you can, as we say. Yeah. But mum did that. She did all the funeral, like so that she said, I don't want when I go for all the kids to do anything. So she went with my sister Jenny and picked out a coffin. She organised what she wanted. She wanted Amazing Grace played with the bagpipe. She loved Amazing Grace.
Yeah.
And so they had that. Amazing Grace played, and every time I hear it, I think, "Oh yeah, I remember at the graveside they had the bagpipers there," and a lot of people do now go and pick music and have everything done. What song would you like?
Can get emotional, can't it?
Yeah.
Listening to songs about life,
because it takes you back though.
Well, it sums up your attitude to life, doesn't it? And it's hard, really hard to pick a funeral song.
My grandmother, Nana O'Neill, the good Nana, not the bad one.
Yeah,
they had good Nana, bad Nana.
Yeah,
Nana O'Neill had she had Louis Armstrong, What a Wonderful World. And every time I think of that, I hear that, I think of that one.
Yeah, yeah.
What would you like for your funeral song? I know it's
Okay, on the spot. Like maybe, like Rocky, you know, the theme Rocky. Song from Rocky.
Theme song.
The theme song.
Hey.
Yeah.
See, you'd see that, and as I said, it should be.
And you go, and then.
You get up, everyone start bitching one another.
Aspirational.
Yeah, that's a good song. I like that.
Just
I like
always, that. Always had a crack.
Well, a friend of mine told me many years ago that she said, I'd like to have this one, and I'd like to have that one too. I'm not taking thunder off her, but this one. Help me share my load. Van Morrison, Right Side of the Road.
You can see people smiling through this.
Yeah, that's what you want. That's what you want.
Smiling and bawling at the same time.
That's what you want. That's what you want. So this morning on 133353, if you were planning your funeral, what song would you have as the coffin was going in or out?
Well, this is going to make me cry today.
No, it should be right.
G'day, Dave from Blue Haven.
How are you, guys?
Yeah, good, mate. Okay, funeral song.
What do you reckon?
What would you like?
I've got to be cremated on a Monday.
Yeah.
And then the first song's got to be I Got Friday on My Mind.
yeah, okay.
Then halfway through, I can have a verse of Pop Goes the Weasel.
Yeah.
And I'm going to finish with I Don't Like Mondays.
Okay. All right. Ooh.
Cremated on a Monday. With Friday on his mind, Pop Goes the Weasel.
Good stuff, mate.
Very good, Dave.
Good on you, Davey.
Have a great day, guys.
You too, mate.
Well planned, mate. See you, buddy. Planned.
We got Steve from Wyonga.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, morning, boys. How you going?
Yeah, good, mate.
Very good. What's your ultimate song to be played at your funeral?
Mate, I reckon the bloke downstairs has really got it in for me. Bit of an AVA, so I'm going to have Highway to Hell.
Highway to Hell. Okay, listen.
Yes,
and you'll be there. You know, Rob Palmer's going to be in the front of the queue.
Why wait that long, Steve? I had that song playing at my wedding.
Mate. Yeah, you only get 20 years for murder, remember?
That's right. Good on you, Steve.
Good on you, Steve. Thanks for that, mate. We've got Kylie from Wyoming. G'day, Kylie.
Hello, Kylie.
Hey, boys.
How you going?
Not bad. Happy Monday.
Yeah, Monday.
Too right.
Through gritted teeth.
Now, what song?
So I recently went to a funeral. A young bloke who was about my age, so very young. He planned his whole funeral, but he was a mad Parramatta fan, and he had a Parramatta casket.
Yeah.
And at the end, he played the theme song to Parramatta.
Oh, you're joking.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And had blue and yellow flowers. Everyone had square blue and yellow. Yep.
Well, wow. That is dedication as a fan, I tell you what, to take absolutely. It up the garden path to the pearly gates as well.
That's it.
And just what it should be, it's something that you enjoyed in life,
yep.
And clearly that's what he enjoyed.
You know what? And anyone ever hears the Parramatta theme song that was their team song, well, they'll think of him every time they play it.
Exactly. I've listened to it quite often this year, and
well, you would, because Parramatta is such a strong team.
And we'll hear it again this weekend and think about him because they'll beat the Broncos.
Yeah, bring it on, homie.
Not a bad shout.
Good on you, Kylie. See you.
Boy.
Bye.